Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about responding to offers as a seller.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We want to talk a little bit about the shifting market and how to navigate this as a seller. You're going to have some people that are a little fearful that they reach the top of the market, so they're going to come in a little low on some offers.
Yes. Now, are we talking investment property specifically on this one?
Could be either, actually.
Okay. Yes. Buyers are always that way. Oh, my gosh. I don't want to pay too much for it. Think of what things were selling for 20 years ago. And if you were trying to save a little bit, look what you missed by not getting in the market. Tremendous upside. Yes, we have ups and downs. Just don't sell in the downturn. Hang on, it goes back up again.
And sellers need to recognize that buyers do want to get a deal. So at least some percentage of them do. So you've got to have a conversation with someone that may not be most complimentary, most flattering, and hand over what you want, but they may have the capacity to do so. So in the process, you need to respect the opportunity.
Exactly. So as I receive an offer, and it may be lower than what I would like to see as a seller, the first thing that you do is say, thank you very, very much. I'm attracting the attention of known willing buyers. Now all we have to do is attract the attention of known willing buyers that will pay a little bit more. But it's certainly better to
right
have
track.
One offer than no offers.
That's right. And it is a conversation starter. So I would encourage you first out of the gate. I have seen sellers who say that insults me, that offends me, or that's just too low. I'm not going to write anything back to them, Marcia. That does not give us the tools we need to get where we need to go. Get you what you want.
In some instances, if you know the buyer's modus operandi, if they always come in low but they don't go away, it's nice to know that in advance. And on occasion, being quiet and not responding, it may be a proper thing. In a number of instances, it's not.
I would encourage you to listen to your consultant in this case.
Yes.
Because oftentimes people just think that the strategy is to stonewall the buyer.
Yes.
This may be, in a shifting market, the best or only opportunity of the person who's able to do what you want to have done. So they may be willing to pay the most, but if you never ask for it, you won't ever have that conversation and find that out.
You know, it's interesting. You're absolutely correct. Consult an expert in the field.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.